Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say. I like literally
throw
came
a few
up
more
with
quotes
like five
out
minutes.
There. Dana, your pitch was only mostly dead.
Mostly dead. Yeah.
You've been mostly dead all day.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host with the mostest, Sam the Bomb. And of course with me every week is Danny, two bitches.
Yo. Oh, whoops.
Sorry, I was trying
to... I click cut you off.
No, it's all right.
Sorry.
I was trying to say like a mafia name, like Danny Two Tones or Danny Tight Lips.
Danny Tight Lips. Who says I had a mother? Yeah.
My bad, Danny. Anyways, Danny Tight Lips. And then Nikki two times because he says everything two times.
Mommy's very angry.
Oh, dude, you ruined it.
I'm looking up quotes for my thing.
You're supposed to say it twice because you're Nikki two times.
Oh, mommy's very angry. Mommy's very angry.
Oh, man.
Must go faster. Must go faster.
Must go faster. Dude, we thought it'd be fun to do this thing. Okay, listen. There's obviously been a lot of live action adaptations, Western adaptations of anime, right? You know, One Piece, Cowboy Bebop, all that stuff, right? Yu Yu Hakusho, but that was a Japanese studio that did it. So, you know, but in terms of like other shows like One Piece and Cowboy Bebop and what's the other one that was like the big Alita, Ghost in the Shell, Western adaptations of anime, they turn out either really bad or pretty good or really good. You know what I mean? It's never a straight answer with some of these, you know. Thought it would be funny. What if we each of us pitched an idea to adapt a Western property into an anime, right? I have a slew of ideas and we chose one thing each and then decided, hey, what if we made this into an anime? It's this many episodes. It'll have this, it'll have this, it'll have that. It's going to have action. It's going to have bitches. It's going to have blood. It's going to be really cool, whatever. And so I thought that would be really fun. Just have a fun convo and hang out and talk about it. Hilarious. It's going to be super hilarious. So yeah, dude. And you know what? It's going to be funny too. I thought the next time we do a Shark Tank, you know, where their listener pitches in their versions of whatever the episode is, it'd be fun to do that too down the line with you guys. So anyways, let's just jump right in. Links.animesummit.net. Okay. And then also go to animesummit.net and get some merch. Get some t-shirts. Get some t-shirts. I am finalizing this design that I had. It was supposed to come out last week. And I just wanted to make sure that everything turns out right. So I might order some tests of it while I order Danny and Nick's clothes because I haven't ordered them their shit yet. And also, as we're talking right now, not today, obviously, because it's Friday today, but as we're recording, I want to say happy birthday to Cam, my husbando, IRL.
Thank you, Cam.
Love you. Happy birthday. You're old now, you bitch. Anyways, Danny's got a couple things. I'm going to pass it to Danny.
Patron Rec is going to come out the 15th, or actually we're recording that day, so it's the 16th. We haven't really decided on whether we're gonna do what is it, fucking
5 centimeters per second,
that shit. Forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, we already reviewed one of them. That's what I know.
5 centimeters per second is the one we already did.
5 centimeters per second, and then Legend of Hiei. But we have to make a decision on whether if we're going to do both or one of them.
I mean, if I'm going to just make an executive decision live on the podcast right now, I would say if you need to rewatch 5 centimeters per second, go ahead. But I don't think and we could then review both if you want. Otherwise, I think we should just do Legend of EA. But that's just me.
Either way, let's do that one first.
Right. So then that way it's, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying doing Legend of EA first, Nick?
Well, let's do that. And then if everybody wants us to, we can do 5 centimeters again.
Oh, sure. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys let us know on Twitter or Discord, okay? Otherwise, Legend of EA is going to get done regardless, because that's the one we haven't seen, obviously. But anyways, Danny, continue. Sorry.
And then you're going to get a double whammy today. Extra episode. Mike and I did our review for Saints Magic Power is Omnipotent.
Now, you really like that show, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed myself with that one. Mm-hmm. So
the way Sam said that, you really like that show, huh?
I was like, I always forget that because, you know,
that was aggressive.
Me and like, we're not big on light novel shit. And then it's cool to see Danny, like, she's having fun with that show, at least. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is an isekai, but it honestly, like, doesn't really focus on that, really. It's just
it just focuses a slice on the life. Yeah.
Literally, it's just a slice of life romance type of thing.
You wouldn't
thing,
even know, so. I guess, rather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See, that's fine, because you have that. I have Kuma 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 Bear, and Nick has lollies or something, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Man. Lollies or something. That would be my store in the mall.
Lollies or something.
My outlet store. Yeah. Yep.
So double whammy. Nice, dude. It's a review of, wait, how many seasons is there of that?
There's only two right now.
Is there going to be another one or no?
I don't know, honestly. It ended kind of weird, but like, and Mike asked me this too while we were recording, if they were going to continue the story, but like they kind of ended it. Like it was like a satisfying ending. But the light novel is still going on right now. So, like, I don't know.
Mm.
You'll have to listen to the episode just to hear my opinion on it and stuff. So.
Nice. Shout out to Mike. Go listen to Anime Plummet, our sister podcast as well. But yeah, double whammy. Double whammies are always nice. People love double whammies. Question of the week, Nick.
All right. And this one is from Mike. Actually, it's Meek. It's pronounced Meeke. I think Mike accidentally said that one time. Okay, so what is the deal with King and Snowman? Why are they so lovable but also big dorks? What is this? What kind of question is this?
I think it's a funny question.
This is just like a circle jerk.
Okay, I actually think I have a serious...
This is the whole point of our community, though. This is awesome.
But here's what's great. I think I actually have a serious answer to this. Snowman, like... Snowman works a lot, okay? So Snowman will, like, fit in anime and our podcast and other people's podcasts whenever, like, he can. You know what I mean? Just during work, off work, whatever. And... Snowman will literally, here's why Snowman's a big dork. He is literally rewatching, or not rewatching, but just first time watching Sailor Moon and Gundam right now. He's doing all of the Universal.
Oh, I said I was going to do that. Shoot.
He's literally doing all of the Universal Century right now. And he pauses every once in a while to like fit in other things. And I don't know. He finds like, it's funny because
he's also dedicated to Manga Club.
He's dedicated to Manga Club. And he's really good at, like, Snowman's really good at finding the good things that shows do, even if they're really bad. And King is a dork because he always says just the funniest phrases when reviewing things or talking about things. And he'll be like, here's why this manga's 10 out of 10, because the main character shoots rope, right? Like, it's so fucking funny. Like, God. He shoots rope.
King always pats himself on the back, too. So
when I think of Snowman that. And King, I think of King, just curly hair, very cute. He wears, like, the Hawaiian shirt or multi-patterned shirt.
Literally, you're describing a picture that he recently posted.
And then Snowman just chilling with a beer with a brightly colored gradient Sailor Moon hoodie, watching.
I can't picture what Snowman looks like. I think he's posted something before, but I don't remember.
That's his dude. That's we call him Latin. He's Latin blood. That's what's up. Fucking 818.
Young blood.
Anyways, yeah, that's my answer. You guys are dorks. You guys are dorkus malorcuses. And it's hilarious that you guys jab each other via our question of the week on our podcast. Yeah. Some people.
You're the only ones keeping it alive.
Yeah. Anyways, why everyone has Mando, Danny? And I'll explain why I chose him when you say it.
Okay, waifu is Starfire, and husbando is Tim Drake Robin.
Here's why, okay? And you have to excuse me because my voice is still, it's getting better, but it's a little hoarse. Here's why I chose them, because we're talking about Western adaptations into an anime, right? There was this like era of cartoon shows that came out in the mid-2000s to late-2000s. You know, Avatar, Teen Titans, and a few others that kind of wanted to like use that anime style. And that Teen Titans show was really good at it. And
so you know that Robin is not Tim Drake, though.
That Robin is not Tim Drake?
No, that Robin is Dick Grayson.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The one in the Teen Titans show?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I fucked up. Yep. I thought it was Tim Drake.
Yeah.
No, Tim Drake
because
is.
Because they did a like they had a episode where
or he goes to the future.
Like, and Nightwing is there. So yeah, that's Tim
Nightwing. Nightwing. Yeah,
that's Grayson.
Dick Grayson. Okay,
who's my favorite Robin? Like I like Dick Grayson.
My favorite is Jason Todd. Yeah, Red Hood.
I like Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
See, this is why, God damn it. This is why we don't take you to the comic store anymore.
She's Canadian.
God damn it.
Let's all go to the mall.
Oh, God. I just remembered that. Yeah, that's the best Robin.
Yeah, no, because that Teen Titans show, like, had anime, like, motifs and techniques in it. And it was just kind of like
it was great. And then it got canceled, and then like they rebooted Teen Titans, and then within the new like Teen Titans Go, they had those Teen Titan characters who are the same as the original Teen Titans. They had them watch that show.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
they had them watch that show, and when they got to the last episode and it was a cliffhanger, they're all like, okay, so on to the next episode, and they're like, nope. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's canceled. What? It's like they were so upset.
Meta commentary.
And so we were too. We were also upset about that.
Yeah, so I thought that was a good pick for this episode, because you know, it's like adjacent, anime adjacent Western property, right?
I approve.
Yeah. Shout out Raven, my favorite Teen Titan.
Raven's awesome.
Yeah, dude, Raven and Beast Boy. The DC OTP, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's the OTP. It's Robin and Starfire is the other one, right?
Yeah, they get together and...
What about the robot guy?
Cyborg?
I don't know if he...
Yeah. How many more are there, actually? I am very out of the loop on Teen Titans.
Well, there's just them five, and there's Terra, I think, later. But in the current like story, I have no idea. Probably some different people. Because there's also Young Justice, which is like, I don't know, fucking dude. I don't know. I'm out of the loop. I was trying to ask Danny questions earlier, and she was like, bitch, I haven't read a story in like 2 years. I'm like, okay, never mind, forget it. I haven't been in comics in like fucking 5 years, so I don't fucking know.
Unsourced material may be challenged and removed, but the character Sarah Sims is a potential love interest for Cyborg.
Okay, there you go, Nick. Sarah Sims. All right, anyways.
All right.
Let's just jump right in. I'm going to go first because we kind of decided before recording who's going to go first and second and last, just because my voice is still a little pacho-y. So I thought I would go first and whatever, right? So we each chose one Western franchise or property and are going to pitch it as an anime adaptation. And to be honest, there's a few things I forgot. Like, I don't remember. I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. I'm just going to say the Young 12 because I think that's easy. And for like the part of the story that I want to adapt, it would be like the original story. And I don't think you need 24 episodes for it. Okay. So I chose.
What an evil laugh right there, Sam.
Oh, man. Fucking.
You chose Cats, the musical.
Oh, hell no. The fucking. I love Cats, anything. That's the worst thing ever. I hate the play. Fucking. The movie is fucking weird. Everything's weird.
Memory.
Don't start.
This better not awaken anything in me.
God. So I chose
Oklahoma.
This was originally developed by, it started as a Nintendo game. And later there was some comics and a cartoon show. And then more recently there was a newer game that came out, but it sucked. But it started as a Nintendo game. That came out in 1991. Sorry. I just had to look it up just now. I have the page open because I thought it was 89. It's 91. It is published by Trade West, developed by Rare, the founders of Rare, Tim and Chris Stamper. And it's a game called Battletoads. And,
oh wow!
Yeah,
Battletoads.
This came out. Oh, God. This came out in a time where like TMNT was really popular, so there was a bunch of people making things like, you know, Battletoads, Toxic Crusaders, the fucking, what was the cow show with the cows? They were cowboys. There was that one, bunch of stuff like
Cowboy Bebop.
No, dude, it was like they were cows. Anyways. There was a bunch of stuff like that, okay? And then it kind of crossed over into, like, the Sentai stuff that was really popular at the time. You know, so people were making things like that. I was like, here's a team of people. And so the original game didn't have a story for where the Battletoads came from. It just was, like, this sci-fi with different planets and they're traversing space. And they're just toads. They're just toads. They know how to fight. They're kind of mutant-ish, right? They can basically, their main power is to like form their fists and feet and limbs and bodies into different shapes. Kind of like a cartoon power, you could say. One of the powers you can do in the game is like if you go against a wall and you'll turn into a wrecking ball and then, you know, whatever. And so basically, Professor T Bird and the three Battletoads, Rash, Zitz, and Pimple, are escorting Princess Angelica to her home planet using their spacecraft, the Vulture, and to meet her father, the Terran Emperor, which is like a. It's supposed to be like Earth, but it's not. I don't fucking know.
Welcome to Earth.
Anyways, the Dark Queen intercepts and kidnaps Princess Angelica. So very, very basic, like, damsel in distress plot, okay? That part doesn't matter because, obviously, Princess Angelica, there's not much about her character, so you could go in there and write cool things about her, or she could just be a damsel in distress, doesn't matter. So I thought it would be funny because you could make this, like, a Monster of the Week shonen ridiculously violent kind of thing. But I didn't want to choose something obvious like Trigger or, you know, Imaishi or Yo-Yo Shinari or anything like that. That would be the obvious answer, I think. Because there was later a time where the Battletoads games got super violent, and that was kind of their whole thing, is they wanted to kind of shy away from the kid stuff. So you had like Rash turning his foot into an axe and chopping off the heads of the bad guys and stuff, right? And I thought it would be cool. And you know, don't mind me of the studio. I don't fucking know. You know, I don't really, you know, you could say Colorado or MAPPA, I guess. But I thought it would be cool.
No, you gotta pick one.
Okay, let's say MAPPA. Let's pretend let's pretend that in a world.
Let's all pick MAPPA.
I mean,
I'm not picking MAPPA, sorry.
We're gonna work those animators to the bone.
Let's pretend in a world where MAPPA is like actually not piece of shit. Or any like
Yeah, which is a lot of the companies, which is, I think.
Let's just pretend that when we do these pitches, no studios are pieces of shit. But I thought it would be cool if Sung-Woo Park did the directing and Shinji Kimura did the art direction. And then you had Takayuki Kotani doing background and character design. Mainly because I've been following Shinji Kimura and Kotani for a bit now, and I like it. I like what they do. I like that they know what they're doing. And I feel like with Sung-Woo Park and maybe some other animators that he's worked with, they can make some really cool, like, fight scenes happen in between, like, not just straight up, like, okay, I'm not talking straight up just, like, shonen-y fight scenes where not the One Piece kind, right, where it's a big fist coming down, huge punch. Although that's going to be part of it, right, because that's what they do. But let's get a little choreography. Let's get a little boxing happening, right? Fucking Rash with his glasses comes up, and he's like, he goes, bop, bop, bop. He does a toothpiece and a biscuit. Jab, bop, 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 bop. he's doing the Hajime no Ippo, the Dempsey roll, right? He's coming through.
Man, I still got to watch that.
And then he comes up and Pigface Johnson comes up. I forget his fucking name. The first boss of the Battle Maniacs game. He comes up and he's like, oh, so I'm a rock boy, bitch. He's like, you ain't gonna smile. You don't want to smoke, motherfucker. And then bow, 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 bow. Roundhouse him. Cuts his head off. Right? Just like a really cool smear animation of him roundhousing a motherfucker. And just like, I'm thinking about just like these really awesome choreographed fight scenes. Okay? And then you have the big powerhouse punch scenes. Fucking Vincent Chansard. Fucking Luffy, Gargantuan, Elephant, Gomu Gomu no Elephant Gun beat you in the face. And they gotta make Dark Queen extra thick with it. Extra thick with it. In fact, I'll draw it right now and show you what I mean.
It's just a circle.
It's just a circle. Where are you going with that circle? But like, and then...
Let me get in that orbit.
So like, and for those of you who don't, I've never played the original Battletoads game or know anything about it, because I know I'm dating myself. It is notorious for being one of the most difficult NES games ever. There is no way that you can beat it the first time around. You have to play it constantly until you understand it. And so I've never beaten it. Okay. I've gotten to like, I don't know, that the level where you're climbing up the fucking robot tower thing. And it's difficult. It's super difficult. And so it would be cool if each episode was kind of like each level, right? And in different ways. And
Sam, did you know that it's on Steam?
What, the original? Yeah, I think I knew that. There's also the new one on Steam,
well,
too.
There's a new one.
Yeah, the new one sucks. Yeah, I don't want to play it. I it completely kind of takes away. It goes the opposite direction. Yeah, it kind of like, because Battletoads is known for this. It originally was kind of this goofy thing, right? But it's meant to be this kind of like gritty battle action kind of show in a sci-fi setting. And then so they kind of did away with it a little bit on that. They made it kind of more Castle Crasher goofy on that new one, right? So like, you know, it, like I want to see someone's face getting punched in like all hard. You know what I mean? Like that's the whole thing. And like if you play the arcade version, it's just called Battletoads. There's an arcade game just called Battletoads. Or I think they call it Battletoads Arcade. But that version is like close to what I think the anime should be like. Kind of like the Jujutsu Kaisen level gore with like God of High School style fighting and then One Piece style big impact punches and effects. You know what I mean? And that's asking a lot for a very basic rescue story with three fucking toads and a princess, right? But just the absurdity of Battletoads. Okay. I'm I don't know if you guys notice, but for like the past 15 minutes, I've been trying to pitch to you three heroes that are toads that are named Pimple, Rash, and Zits as a show. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's, I'm stupid as hell, but like, I think it would be really funny.
Oh dude, Studio Bones should do it. Make it look like Mob Psycho.
Why not? Why not?
That'd be sick. But you got to pick a studio, Sammy. You can't pick both studios.
Okay, then I pick Bones. Or
all right, good. I'm picking MAPPA.
Or Puro, maybe.
Just kidding.
I don't know, but like, you know, fucking...
Hey, right.
Not, Nick is you over here pick trying to though. Convince Sam to pick a different studio.
Yeah, pretty much.
MAPPA.
I'm working them to death.
Are you talking Nakamura right. getting there with the on episode 5 when they're fighting the big snake head motherfucker? Punching him in the wall and shit and all the Utapon cubes come out? That would be sick. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about things like that, how it would look. And then people are going to go, dude, you watching Battletoads? I have no idea what's going on, but it looks dope. You know what I mean? Like, like that's what I want. That's what I want out of it. So anyways, that's my pitch. I'm going to mute myself and play Battletoads. See how far I get. And when you guys are done, I'll let you know.
Oh, my God.
Game over right away.
I'm kind of mad that I'm thinking of other pitches now that I've already decided on one. And like, I thought of, okay, this is, we're doing something that's already been made into a story, right? We're not writing our own fucking story.
No, yeah, like the one I did is just like an adaptation.
Because I have a couple ideas, like, we could do a Magic the Gathering anime, but it's like, fuck,
well,
I have to write one
could.
In like 5 minutes.
You could do that. I mean, who cares?
I could. If I had written something down, I could have done
whole
it.
The whole goal of this was just to do whatever you wanted, you know, and you could do like a...
Yeah. Or like Overwatch the anime, like, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Dude, but I don't have that written down, so.
But yeah, so... Danny, you want to go next?
Battletoads sounds kind of funny. You can meme it up.
You could. You very much could. Yeah.
So, that's the game that got... No, that's E.T. Is Battletoads the game that got, like, buried in the landfill?
That's E.T.
No,
that's the Atari
that's E.T. again.
Yeah.
What happened? Why is Battletoads so infamous? Because it sucked? Because it was just
because
like a
it
meme?
Was really fucking hard. And then...
Oh, it was just too hard.
And
well,
then,
which,
and there was
the
then there was this meme going around... In like 2007 or whatever, 8, when Pawn Stars was getting huge, there was this YouTube prank that went around where you would call the pawn shop that show is from, that's in that show, and say, hey, do you guys have a copy of Battletoads? And for a while, it was like this weird running gag. I have no idea why, but it got to the point where the main guy Rick was getting so pissed, it was super funny. But yeah, I have no idea why that was a meme or a thing. But yeah. It's just insanely hard. It's known for being one of the most like difficult, like NES games or just games.
I mean, they made a lot of those games really hard because like,
yeah,
it's not like today where you had new content. Like you had that game and you're like, fuck, this is all I got.
Like,
let's make the game hard.
Yeah. No, this game was
patches or anything.
This game was, here's a side scroll beat 'em up. Half of the levels are side scroll. Half of them are not. Good luck with that.
And did that one have some impossible levels? Because some of the games literally had impossible levels. That like you, it was like you couldn't make a jump. Like, there's one of the old Ninja Turtles games that there was a portion of it where you couldn't get past
it. Yeah, there's so in level 3 in Battletoads, there it's not impossible, but there's a part where you jump to the next little platform island thing. And if you're standing in the wrong spot when you make that jump, you'll fall through the platform and die. And I don't know why that is. It's just bad programming, I think. But you just have to be like very careful on how you do it. And then right after.
Oh, shit. We should do a Metroid anime, Sam. What are you doing?
I fucked up. Well, no, Metroid's Japanese. So.
Wait. Oh, shit. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
That's Nintendo made.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyways. If you guys want me to play Battletoads on stream or something, I'll gladly play it for you. I have a copy of
it. This is the whole reason that Sam both pitched the episode and the show.
So I can just play Battletoads on stream, yeah.
An excuse for Battletoads.
Yeah. I do have a copy of it, of the original game on Nintendo. So whatever you want. Anyways, Danny, you go. And I'm going to... Actually, you know what? I'm going to go see if I have that copy. So I don't think I traded it in. I'm going to go see it. All right, be right back. You guys go ahead.
Oh, my God. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, man.
So my pick is going to be The Princess Bride.
Inconceivable.
There we
go. I helped you out there.
Anybody want a peanut? One of the greatest movies of all time. I'm not even, man. Tell me what you're doing. You got to let us in on this.
So I mean, it's going to be a TV show. Like,
hold on a sec, Danny.
Yeah.
Let me stop you for a minute because I completely forgot to say this in the beginning, didn't I? I don't remember if I did. We're gonna put on a Twitter poll. In a Discord poll of you guys voting on which pitch was the best. And then the loser is a bitch and the winner gets a burrito. Okay, go ahead, Danny.
But there are going to be two losers.
Okay, both losers are bitches and the winner gets a burrito. Okay, go ahead. I forgot to say that in the beginning. That's like one of the most important parts. Okay, sorry, go ahead. Fuck!
Yeah, so my pick is The Princess Bride. It is mine and James's favorite movie. And yeah, it's going to be a TV show. I would say maybe like, I would say like maybe 24 episodes would be good, I think, because they can elaborate a little bit more on, some backstories for certain characters, I would say. Particularly, Inigo Montoya and like what happened to his father and everything like that too. So
his father was killed. Prepare to die.
by the six-fingered man.
Yeah. Yeah, you go in the backstories of like Fusili and like a whole movie. You know, Fezzik and whoever else. Build up the villains a little more, like why are they bitches?
Yeah. So I think that would be pretty awesome to do. I would say so the studio that I'm going to pick would be Madhouse. I think they would do like a pretty good kind of, because this is like a romance comedy in a way. So, and I think Madhouse would do a pretty good job with that because they are definitely they do some pretty solid romances. I would say for character design, I've been enjoying Delicious in Dungeon right now, and Naoki Takeda is the character designer for Delicious in Dungeon, and so I think he would do a fantastic job mm-hmm. with the character design for this one. And then for director, I picked Shinichi Amada, who did Kaguya-sama, Love is War. So, I think because like that's like a romantic comedy and The Princess Bride is a romantic comedy adventure kind of thing. So I think that would be pretty hilarious. I picture a lot of like the ridiculousness that Kaguya-sama had with The Princess Bride, especially with like Wesley and what's his name? Vizini, and like, you know, them like figuring out which cup has the poison in it and stuff. Like I just picture just a stupid thing just happening.
You fell for one of the classic blunders.
Stupid expressions for both of them and stuff. So
never start a land war in Asia and never make a bet with a Sicilian when death is on the line. God damn it. It's a good thing my movie's quotable too.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, you would have it like open up as like the whole like bedtime story thing, like with the grandson and the grandfather reading the story and stuff like that, and like it going in between the story and like, you know, like when Fred Savage is like, wait, is this a kissing story? Like, you know, that would be pretty cute.
Disgusting.
So having like the foreshadowing and all that kind of stuff. So I really think it was just it would just be, you know, just all fun and smiles throughout the whole thing, and then, you know, having some pretty heavy moments, especially with Inigo Montoya's like backstory and like why he's doing what he's doing and stuff. I think a good 24 episode for this movie would be good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything else to say. I like literally
throw a few more quotes out there. Danny, your pitch was only mostly dead.
Mostly dead.
You've been mostly dead all day.
Was that Billy Crystal? Who was that again?
Yes, that was Billy Crystal.
Miracle Max. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who hasn't seen that movie, go watch it. It's funny.
It's really good. Yeah. It's super good. Andre the Giant, RIP, Andre the Giant.
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife.
Oh man.
As you wish. He's like rolling down this fucking mountainous hill.
Oh man.
That was a good pick.
That's a good one. Shit.
Yeah, next time I'm gonna write out a Magic the Gathering story, but that's gonna take a long time to figure out. Yeah. That'd be sick. I've had one mulling around, but it's not there. What? Also, I could not compete with Princess Bride. No fucking way.
Well, if you know,
or even Battletoads, honestly.
Well, here's the thing too: is I was gonna do Double Dragon, but Double Dragon's a Japanese thing. Because later there's a crossover game called Battletoads and Double Dragon, and you like pick between the five of them, and you fight the Dark
Dragon. I still haven't seen Single Dragon yet.
All right. You know what, Nick? All right.
You walked into that one, son.
All right, Nick, you give your pitch. You got all the time in the world. Go ahead and let's see what you got.
Marriage. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna get a little tunes going.
To Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, here we go. Jurassic Park, my number one favorite movie of all time, single movie. Not counting trilogies and stuff. Jurassic Park. Here we go. Here's my thought, though. It's Jurassic Park in the style of Konosuba, where every character is panicking the whole time.
Oh, my God.
So this is going to be a 12-episode anime and, you know, with room for more if it does well. Directed by, this is tough, because like, I almost just want to pick the same like studio and everything as Konosuba, but I think I'm gonna go with MAPPA. Actually, no, Studio Wit Studio.
That would be a better choice if you're going with more of a Konosuba style. I don't think MAPPA would be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean anybody could do it. It looked like Konosuba was by Studio Dean, like they just kind of farted it out there. But I want the same character designer who did the Kurone Mishima. They did the original character design for Konosuba. So that would be same deal with the Jurassic Park. Directed by Tetsuro Araki, Wit Studio. Music, fuck man, I don't know. Kensuke Ushio. Doesn't even make sense, but whatever. Okay. So yeah, I mean it's Jurassic Park. Everybody knows it. 1993, based on Michael Crichton? He did the book. Steven Spielberg directed it. Got a whole bunch of famous people in it. Jeff Goldblum. I don't know who would play Jeff Goldblum. Maybe who's that one guy who's in everything? Zombieland Saga. He's like the overly talkative voice actor.
Mamoru Miyano.
Yeah. He'd be one of the characters.
Hell yeah.
He could be like Jeff Goldblum or something.
I'm with that.
I don't know a lot of other actors, so I'm going to stop there. Let's see. You could just pretty much honestly get the cast from Konosuba and just have them do the Jurassic Park. And you know what? Throw in a reference to Konosuba too. Why not? Just do it. I'm just pitching Konosuba with dinosaurs. That's all this is. So, you know, you'd go through the... you go through the journey of Jurassic Park. You know, they're on an island. They made dinosaurs. They spent so much time figuring out if they could that they didn't think if they should. So they made the island. Dinosaurs break out, attack everybody. Chaos ensues, and they have to leave the island. That's pretty much Jurassic Park, the first movie, the good movie, the only one that anybody should really watch. Well, there's a couple that are okay, but Jurassic World is like, you know, it's okay, but... Jurassic Park. Here we go. So let's see. I think what would happen is, so you got the main characters. You have Alan Grant. He's like a paleontologist or paleontologist?
Paleontologist, I would
say. Yeah. Him and also Ellie Sattler, they're both paleontologists. So they are kind of called in as like consultants on the island. And so is Ian Malcolm, which is Jeff Goldblum. What is he, like a chaos statistician or something? Like some weird fucking job that Jeff Goldblum would do. So in the anime though, you would have like references to like The Fly, you know, because he was in that too, because that'd be kind of funny. You'd have to have some of the main quotes in there, like Life Finds a Way, Welcome to Jurassic Park. You know, all that, hold on to your butts, you know, Samuel L. Jackson.
Jeff Goldblum's character, Ian Malcolm, he is a gifted mathematician who specializes in chaos theory.
Yeah, that's what I said. Kind of. I said it in a weird way. You have Dennis Nedry, who is the Newman from Seinfeld. That's how I remember him. John Hammond, the director of the park, or the owner, I guess. Then you'd have the kids. The kids would just be like snot-nosed, you know. They would be like annoying, but not too annoying. And I think there'd be like a scene where one or both of the kids tries to like act all kawaii to like distract the dinosaurs or something. I think you could do that. This would be a spoof of Jurassic Park. It wouldn't be a one-to-one, you know. It would be more comedy focused, but there would also be violence and blood. And perhaps some limbs that go flying off, you know, a little bit like the Rick and Morty episode where they go inside of the homeless man's body. A little bit like that. You could have what's his name in there? Shoot. the guy who voiced the director of that, John, not John Stewart. You never get him anyway, but the guy who does one of those HBO shows. Anyway, so yeah, Konosuba, Jurassic Park, comedy, action, adventure. What else? What am I missing? Nothing, because it's perfect. 12 episodes. You could sell merch. The only downside would be like Studio Wit I picked because they did Attack on Titan, part of it. And in theory, they could also like animate dinosaurs somehow. I don't know which studios could actually animate dinosaurs. This might be a shot in the dark because like that's a kind of a lost art at this point. But yeah, it'd be pretty sick. Be pretty sick. It pretty much actually, and they could also make references to Attack on Titan. Why not, dude? You'd have like the little girl. She'd like burst out of like the inside of a dinosaur, fucking alien style, but like Aaron Yeager style, you know? I know that's not in Jurassic Park, but that'd be sick. You do that, right?
I'm imagining some of the chase scenes just being really intense and just being like holding like edge of my butts. Just
Yeah, you'd do that, but you'd have like an Aqua level screaming character.
Just yelling like, all the Grant, time.
It would just be
ranting and yelling the whole time. Like, why the fuck did we do this?
Yeah, it would just be Kazuma and Aqua would be the paleontologists, pretty much. So yeah, that would be my idea, kind of a more comedy focused Jurassic Park, but still with violence, almost like Zom 100, but not with production issues. That's kind of the idea here. Yep, Mr. DNA would also show up. He would be a real character too, like an actual fucking mascot character.
Yeah.
And he would get eaten by a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And that'd be funny.
Yeah, dude, that'd be hilarious. Yep, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the vision. I'm seeing
Darkness would purposely get splatted by the little splatty dinosaurs.
I'm seeing the vision.
They'd be getting chased by dinosaurs and Darkness would like stand there and try to tank it.
It'd be funny if like
she'd be like, trample me.
It'd be funny if like there was some like shit where it's like the anime comes out, right? And somebody reviews it and they're like, well, see, creator Nick were so preoccupied whether or not they could. They didn't set particularly shit.
Dude, who would be Megumin though? That's the question.
One of the kids. Oh,
Clever Girl. Clever Girl would have to be in there. Yeah. One of the kids. Oh, yeah. Lex Murphy. That's a weird name for a girl. Lex? Like Lexi? I didn't know that was her name. I just called her Girl.
Girl. Girl one.
That's my favorite movie. And I don't
boy
know
one.
That. Yeah, she would be Megumin, actually. The little boy, he would just be another character. He'd be his own guy. He'd be like an Osumatsu style, like wisecracking kid. You know,
yeah, change him up a little bit, give him a little more.
And at the end of the day, the lawyer, he would not die. He would be the hero at the end
because he's like, what the fuck is y'all doing? Like, I'm gonna tie this motherfucker up in so much litigation. You guys are fucking crazy. No, honestly, I'm seeing the vision with both of these. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it real good. It's funny because like I chose something really ridiculous and I'm like, man, I bet you Nick and Danny's are going to be pretty decent. And they were pretty decent. Now I'm like, mine's stupid. Like, mine's kind of dumb.
I don't know. I think we're all kind of in the same mixture here.
I don't know. I think Danny's might have the best idea. Dude, it's such a good movie. Like, damn.
Oh, man, but I thought of a pitch, though.
My other pick was going to be Space Jam.
Yeah.
And it was just going to be a sports anime.
God.
Like just heavy, heavy sports anime esque.
Space kind of Jam, thing. But they're all handsome men. Bill Murray is a fucking Bishonen, whatever you call it. He's a Fujo bait. Yeah.
It's fucking and you'll forgive me. I don't know any WNBA players. But like what if it was a WNBA player, like a woman basketball player? And then all of the cartoon characters were just hot shoujo boys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that'd be hilarious. And she's like, come on, guys, we need to play basketball, you fucking dumb motherfucker. And then, you know how to stop spiking the ball. You dumbass. Fuck. That'd be hilarious. Oh, you know what? That's a good idea, Danny. Let's go around and say what we were going to do if we had another idea. Well, I already kind of said mine. Because originally I was going to do Double Dragon, but then I thought, no, it's Japanese. I'm not going to do that. Nick, did you have an idea before this one? Or?
Yeah, it would either be Overwatch or Magic the Gathering, right, yeah. But I would have to, probably Magic, and I would have to literally write my own story.
Right.
Because that's not been done yet. Everybody says they got to do it, and they would just be like Arcane, you know, Magic, but like Arcane style, you know.
You could do a movie.
Cool story of, about Chandra and Alar or something.
You could do a movie of just like them fighting.
No, I do a TV show. I do like a short-ish TV show, like same style as Arcane, same exact like length.
Yeah.
But centered around the Phyrexians, like Elshnorn and the Praetors and shit. That'd be dope.
What if you did something?
And like the main character would fucking die at the end.
Something like when they fight Emrakul.
Dude, I'd like cut them up. Like cut. It would be like a Berserk level eclipse ending.
Berserk
That's
level
how
eclipse.
I would do it.
God damn it, dude. So Danny had Space Jam. Come on and slam and welcome to the jam. Anyways.
You would still have that song though.
It would just still do the same. Yeah. Quad City DJs. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, ho, what you gonna do? Hey, ho, what you gonna do? Work that body, make sure you don't hurt nobody. Anyways. We're going to put up, you see, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to see this episode. You're going to see Danny's EX episode with Mike from Plummet, Anime Plummet. Shout out to Anime Plummet. And then you're going to see a poll on Twitter and then an Emoji React poll here on Discord. Okay? I'm going to assume that you guys are going to be honorable. And if you vote on Discord, not vote on Twitter. Or if, actually, we should just have it on Twitter. Yeah, no, we're just going to have it on Twitter. So go on our Twitter and vote. Go put the poll on Twitter. Danny or Nick, one of them, will put the poll on Twitter or add one of them. And you vote for who had the best pitch. Battletoads? Princess Bride? Or Jurassic Park? Okay. And remember, Nick's is only the first Jurassic Park. Mine is only the first Battletoads game, the original NES game. And then Danny's obviously is just the Princess Bride. So keep that in mind. So don't think it's like, you know, Nick is trying to do like the whole entire series or whatever. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind when you vote. And vote for mine or I'll cut you. How about that? Okay? I'm going to cut you. I'm going to turn my foot into an axe.
You're going to go Red Foreman on everybody. Put your foot in their ass.
I'm going to go Red Foreman. Yeah, but it'll be an axe straight up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
That would hurt even worse.
Fucking what's his name from American Psycho?
Oh, Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
And it's hip to be square. Anyway,
the hero to all men, Patrick Bateman.
Oh man.
How a psychopath encouraged men to actually clean their fucking room.
Oh man.
I gotta go clean my room. Holy crap.
Anyways. I love you guys. Thanks for listening every week. Hope you guys had fun with this episode. Go and vote for the best one. We will count the votes up at the following episode to see who won. And hang tight because that's going to be our winter first impressions. We're just doing one big one instead of two parts. So we're all just going to kind of watch what we want to watch and then come together and let you know what we're watching. Let you know what we're dropping and let you know what we're plopping. All right? So get excited for that. I love you guys very much. Thanks for listening. I've been Sam. That's been Danny. That's been Nick. And that's been Honey Bear. That's been Mochi. And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. Oh, and Puddin. Sorry. Puddin.
Puddin.